G'day, welcome to Partakers Worship Wednesday on 22nd of June 2011. Let's begin with a short prayer. Holy and loving God, you are worthy of all our trust. Forgive us when we rely on our own strength and not on your powerful might. Help us to trust you more. Amen. We read in the Bible these verses from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and shun evil. Almighty God our Father, in darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purposes, to praise your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Trust in the world today is a missing ingredient. The one thing that most people today will say they trust in is themselves. The world says to trust yourself, don't rely on anything else, because all other things are totally unreliable, and the only object you can trust is yourself, and you should only ever ask for help if you are really desperate for it. It's like a refreshing breath of clean air that we come to those words in Proverbs. When God says, trust me, it is because he is totally trustworthy. In the Bible we read of people learning to trust God. One such person was the man David. And as we read and look through his life, we see David growing in confidence from the shepherd boy to the aged and wise king. We see him growing in rest and trust in and of God alone. Throughout his life, David trusted God. One example is when he hid in the mountains and caves from Saul, Absalom, and other enemies that were after him. David trusted in God to save him, both physically and spiritually. And we read that David's only hope, honor, refuge, rest, and salvation was in God. That was what David trusted God for. David learned to trust God for everything, including the bare essentials such as food and drink. Go out today willing to trust God for every area of your life and praise him when he supplies. God is totally trustworthy. Let's close in prayer. Holy and loving God, open our eyes to see you, open our minds to trust you, open our hearts to love you this day and forever. As we go now, may we trust and love you each moment of each day, showing this trust and love to other people by being shining lights in darkness and gleaming mirrors of your love, power, majesty, and glory. We ask this in the name of Jesus, whom we trust for salvation, in the power of the Holy Spirit, whom we trust to transform us. Amen.